head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with the new Chariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanser, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And yes, you have successfully downloaded the Rusty Satellite Show, a weekly podcast devoted to the most interesting people in the Ville. This is your host, Rick Redding, and I do have some interesting folks on the show this week. Very happy to do this every week and bring it to you. The guests this week are really special. Can't wait to introduce those to you. First of all, I want to thank my sponsors of the show, the ones that make it possible, my friends at Passport Health Plan, who are doing a bunch of great new work involving their move to the West End that I'm going to be involved in, and I'm very excited about that. And also my good friends at the Eye Care Institute down in Butchertown on Story Avenue. Call them at 502-589-1500. Any issue you have with your vision or your eyes, from routine exams to more complicated procedures like LASIK, Eye Care Institute is a place to go in town. Their doctors and their procedures are the best. I guarantee it. All right, let's get on with the show. I tell you, coming up in the second half of the show, I have an interview with a bourbon badass. That's right. Linda Rufinack is in charge of the Whiskey Chicks, and that is an organization that has 1,200 members, most of them women, who are devoted to learning and sampling and promoting whiskey and bourbon in our town. And what a delight it is to live in a place where bourbon is so celebrated. It's really something. So you're going to like our conversation. She has a big event coming up in August called the Bourbon Mixer. That's an event I went to last year, and it is fantastic. All of nearly every bourbon distillery in the region is participating, including one from all the way from Colorado. So how about that? Lot more to tell you about in my interview with Linda, which took place downtown at the actually we went into Impellizzeri's restaurant because Linda has an office right above that, so it's really cool. And so stay tuned for that. First up, though, I have Robbie Bartlett, and most of you probably know that name. Robbie Bartlett has been entertainment in this town, I believe her bio says, since 1982, if you can believe that. 1982, Robbie Bartlett began singing at local establishments, and now you can still hear her on a regular basis at Valari Restaurant, at Jeff Ruby's, all around town. She does special events like the upcoming July 30th Taste of Independence that is coming up at the, I believe it's at the Olmsted, and I just, you know, it's just like one of those Louisville names that I've seemed like I've known forever, and but I'd never met her, and I'd seen her perform, but I'd never met her, and she is a delightful person. And I'm very excited to get to introduce you to her. We talked about one of my favorite songs that she has listed on her website. It's called Shaky Ground. It's by, I heard the version done by Delbert McClinton. She does a version as well. She says she loves the song. She loves a lot of other songs. And I sat down with her as she was setting up for a show at Valare, right down there on Frankfort Avenue. And I hope you'll enjoy our conversation, which is coming up right now.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind, so I did. Now my mom, she can chill, and I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
And the Rusty Satellite Show today is at Valari Restaurant with fabulous entertainer Robbie Bartlett. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Robbie, I just connected. We've never met, but we're about the same age. We went to high school here in town, and you have made this great name for yourself as an entertainer. What's your musical background? How did you get involved in this?
My mother was a singer in church and piano player, and she got me and my three brothers to sing around town, and we were the Bartlett family singers. I was the baby and only girl, and got my first solo at four.
Wow.
It was completely a fluke.
Now that was that in Fern Creek? You told me you went to high school at Fern Creek.
No, this was in my childhood home. Newburgh, actually.
Okay.
But we went to church at Miles Memorial, a CME church, which I live right around the corner from now.
Okay.
And that's where my mom went to church, and my dad went to another church, so they go back and forth, but we'd sing at my mom's church.
Okay.
Almost every Sunday.
And there it went. You were destined for that.
I was.
But, you know, growing up here, and when you finish with school and you try to figure out what you want to be, I don't guess being a professional musician was on the list right then.
Very young, I knew I wanted to sing. Now, as far as, I want to be a professional singer, no. I just knew I wanted to sing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, I'm not going to get a day job.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I just enjoyed singing so much.
Okay.
Yeah. Watching my mom.
And you did have what I call a real job for a while.
Yeah.
And
retail sales. Started out retail sales, and then I went to hotel front desk. Thoroughly loved that. But still worked at nights. I probably worked 3 nights a week.
Wow.
And worked 5 days a week during the day.
Okay. Was there something that happened? Was there a big moment where you decided, I'm going to quit that day job stuff, and now I'm going to be
a
musician?
The hotel I was working at was being bought out.
Okay.
On Friday. So the new hotel wanted me there. Then my pay was going to get cut. And so they said, think about it over the weekend. And I thought about it. I thought, I'm going to book myself up the rest of the year. And I did. So I called them on Sunday and said, I quit.
There you go.
I played.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it felt good, though.
Yeah.
Scary, but it felt good. I had just bought my first house that December. December 98, bought my house. I bought my grandmother's house. And that April, I quit my day job. So I've not looked back.
Sung a lot of songs since then.
Whole lot of songs.
I was looking at your website. Let's talk a little bit about the music. I recognize one of my favorite songs of all time on your website. One of the regulars that you do, Shaky Ground, right?
Yes.
And I mean, do you have a favorite? Is that one of them?
I like singing it. It gives me a different feeling than the other songs, but I'm a sucker for those love songs.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on jazz.
Okay.
Like Billie Holiday, Ella. People like that. So I have a few favorites. At Last is one of my favorites, but Etta James' Sunday Kind of Love. That's right now, that's top of the list for me.
Okay.
I'm looking for a Sunday Kind of Love. And that song hits it. I'm not really looking, but I am. But maybe that can be cut.
Yeah,
but
we
can
advertise that on the show. That's all good. So you like singing, and you have a handful of regular gigs, I guess.
Yes.
I know I was looking at your calendar, and you play Villari here
every Wednesday and Thursday,
2 nights a week,
7 to 10. I play at Jeff Ruby's normally every other weekend. This month I happen to have a whole lot of wedding. So
okay, and we got one special event that friends of mine are putting on. And it's the Apron event at the end of the month, and you're going to play there.
Yes, at the Olmsted.
At the Olmsted. And is that event special to you?
It is. Yeah, because of what they do. So I'm tickled that I get to do it. I get to sing at that.
Okay.
And then I see people that I don't see regular. People that normally are working, when I'm working, we get to see each other on that Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because it does benefit the people that work in the restaurant industry.
Yes.
And it's great cause. And,
mm-hmm.
and I've been to that event before, and it's really good. Are you going to sneak away and get some food?
No. I don't really eat when I sing.
Okay.
Isn't that terrible?
Well, there's some good stuff there.
It smells wonderful.
At that event.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're part of a duo. Tell me about your act.
Barry King is my guitarist. fabulous player. He played with Charlie Daniels. Mm-hmm. He's just a well-seasoned guitarist, and it's easy to sing with him.
Yeah,
because he can follow. I'm feeling things. I close my eyes and go, and he just keeps his eye on me.
Y'all been together how long?
Off and on. Wow, probably. I'm guessing. Wow, 15 years.
Wow, 15 years. Well, that's a long time.
Yes.
I was looking at your at some of your history, and you've played with some and opened for some really big names. What are some of the highlights of that?
You get to open up these people like, I'm trying to even think, Sheryl Crow, Crosby and Nash, Tom Jones. For one, you're like, I just opened them up. You know,
yeah.
I just did that. But they're the star.
Right.
I'm just warming them up for them, but I don't take it lightly either because someone else could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody couldn't do it.
Yeah, those
So
are
I was
moments.
Pretty fortunate, and I feel like I was pretty fortunate to be able to open up those acts. I wish I was able to, like, sit and talk with them, but, mm-hmm. you know, they're getting ready to go on right after I get off.
Yeah.
They're the star.
Well, you've had this long career, and you've done recordings, you've done CDs, et cetera. Have you ever gone out on the road and done a tour?
I did over in Europe. I went to England.
Well, that had big size.
Three tours. And then, I love it. I'm ready to go back.
Yeah.
I'm so ready to go back. I have someone working on trying to get me over to Australia. So I'm hoping that pans out.
Wow.
I am ready.
So you like to travel?
Yeah, well, yeah, for a few weeks.
Yeah.
That's all. And then I'm ready to come back.
Yeah.
No place like home.
Well, let me ask you about this, because I know you've played. I know where you do now, but you know, having been around for several years, the Louisville, I guess, dining and nightclub scene. I guess you've played in some places that are no longer around, right?
Yes, I have. Dirt floors, where you pat your foot, cloud of dust comes up. But you know, you had to cut your teeth.
Yeah.
But I still I've kind of moved up from that, but I think if you don't go through that, you don't really appreciate where you're at the moment.
Sure.
So I really appreciate it. It's like, I do not want to go backwards. No. I've actually played one place with Chicken Wire.
Chicken Wire. Wow.
And you know, somebody asked me about that, and I said, what was the name of that place? Because it was one time only.
Is it in Louisville?
No.
Oh, okay.
One time only. So maybe my mind's saying, don't remember. Don't remember.
Well, not to put you on the spot, what's kind of like the worst place you played in Louisville?
No, I've not really had a bad place in Louisville.
Okay.
Not here. No. You have to go out of town for that one. No, we have a cool scene here. They're so diverse in the bars and the people, which I love. I love that. Yeah. I just love meeting people. I feel like I got one of the best jobs.
Yeah, it must be.
I mean, I love to sing. And then I get to meet all these people. It's cool.
Yeah. Now, you've got your regular Valari and Jeff Rubens and all that. You still work at getting gigs? I mean, do people, do you go out and try to get...
Oh, definitely.
You know,
get
more work all the time?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Just, you're in sales just like anybody, any businessman,
exactly.
Right?
I get on the phone in the mornings. I mean, that's what I do. I'm up probably around 6:30, 7 o'clock every morning. It doesn't matter if it's a Friday morning, Saturday morning. I don't care how late I play. I also play the levee at the River House. I'm sorry, I meant to tell you that. I've not required a lot of sleep. I don't know why, but I feel very comfortable when I get up. So I just wake up. So I sleep about 4-5 hours a night.
Okay.
But I get up and do my job Monday through Friday during the day.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious about that because, like, we're meeting here on a Wednesday at 10 in the morning, and you come back and play at what?
Seven.
Seven
to 10.
Okay. So, you know, you've got it set up. I guess you've got time during the day to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Well, that's what we all want, isn't it?
Yeah. it's not too bad, is it?
We want to just not have a boss.
Hey. But you do have a boss because, you know, you're coming to different places, but you're the one that set it up. So that's how it makes a difference. I'm at this place. But that is my boss, but they hired me for my ability. So they don't have to worry about me when I get up here to sing.
Right.
That's what they hired me for.
Right.
And that's what Valari does for me. That's what Jeff Rubies does for me. They let me entertain.
Yeah. And I guess you must have, like, I wouldn't say maybe fans or regulars that,
yes,
that
I
come
do.
Back just
I
to
love
see
it.
You, right?
Yes. What? And I appreciate it, too. Ooh, I tell them that, too. You can't get too comfortable. You know, I'm grateful, so I try not to go too long without saying, hey, I really appreciate you coming out, because I really do. And I tell them, if you weren't in those seats, they wouldn't have me up here singing to an empty house.
Right.
So without you, I can't work here. That's just simple as that.
And so I guess when you do a set here at Valari or whatever, I guess you're loosening up with the set list. You take requests or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't write set lists out.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. Well, we got to wrap it up here, but I tell you, when I come back here, I'm gonna request Shaky Ground.
You got it. I want to plug that. I just won Most Admired 2017 Most Admired Woman in Arts and Entertainment from Today's Women's Magazine.
I saw that, and congratulations
to
you.
I'm so proud.
That's a really
good
honor.
Thank you.
You know, you're a legend around here, so I appreciate the opportunity to meet you.
It was very nice meeting you, and I'm still learning.
Hi, this is Alec Voles, co-host of the What Happens Next podcast on Louisville.am. We talk about improv each week with We Are the Louisville Improvisers. With Chris Anger and Brian Hines and Jenny.
Where's my water?
Okay. Well, right now we're just having a few treats. So we hope you can listen. Find us at Louisville.am in iTunes or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
Hey, looking for the clover. Won't be just a hurt I feel all over. One special occasion to leave me damned in a situation. Oh, I'm standing on shaky ground.
All right, and that was a little taste of Robbie Bartlett from her website. That was one of my favorite songs of all time, Shaky Ground. That's right. So we're back on the Rusty Satellite Show. Thanks to Robbie for taking the time to talk to me over there at Valari Restaurant. It was a lot of fun, and we, you know, I made a new friend this week, and that's always fun. I know when I'm going to try to get out there and see her perform at Valari or somewhere else in the very near future. There's a lot of good music coming up around town. In fact, this weekend is the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival on the Water Tower. You know, at the Water Tower, there's three festivals a year. We had Jennifer Washley, who is the person in charge of all those shows at Bissig Impact Group, on the show a few weeks ago. This is my favorite, though. They have one for reggae, and they have one for, I think, more country music, but this is blues, and I love the blues. Tell you the names in case you're familiar. Some of the bands. It's a two-day festival. On Friday, it's going to be the Saints, V Groove, and the Ghost Town Blues Band. And on Saturday, you're going to hear the Tyrone Cotton Band, Tully Bray, Frank Bang, and the Cook County Kings, and Mississippi Heat. All the bands are good. The food is great. The Mama's Mustard, Pickles, and Barbecue is one of the key sponsors of the food portion of the event, and of course, as with any event in Louisville, drinking is very important. So there's going to be some craft beers, and some Four Roses bourbon is also a sponsor. So there's just a lot going on with that, and I think that's the highlight of the weekend for me. Other than that, I will tell you the fact that my son Josh is coming in from Colorado for the weekend for a visit, and he's got a busy schedule. We are going to get to squeeze in some golf, and so I'm very happy with that. But it also brings up some news, I guess, in this portion of the show. I'll give you a little bit of news. Some of the news that affects me or that I'm interested in. Frontier Airlines announced that they're coming back to Louisville, and they're going to be having flights direct to Denver, which is where Josh lives as a employee of Google. And Josh is, it's going to be easier to get there. See, on Thursday, I have to drive up to Cincinnati because the cheapest airline is Frontier for getting to Denver. and there's a Reading family tradition of being cheap. So we would rather buy the cheaper airline ticket and drive to Cincinnati than to pay more. So anyway, that's what I'm doing on Thursday, is going up to pick up Josh at the airport in Cincinnati, and we'll come back and play some golf on Friday. It's going to be a great, great, great weekend. I'm also going to the Bats game on that night, part of a Paula's it's a work event, and we're in a group outing, and the Bats are playing, and I hate to say it, I used to go to like 10 games a year, and I haven't been yet this year, so there's always a good time out there. So I'm going to the see the Bats play on Thursday night. I understand they're not very good this year in terms of the product that's on the field, so but anyway, that's not why you go to see the Louisville Bats. It may be different for the soccer team, and I understand that. But anyway, let's move on to some news. I do want to share with you, before I forget, a sad note. One of the a former Rusty Satellite Show guest passed away last week. Julius Friedman, the artist, was 74 years old. He was on the show a little over a year ago talking about his a great exhibit down at the Fraser Museum, and I tell you, it was spectacular. I really enjoyed, I remember very distinctly going down there and meeting Julius, and you know, he just had a really great personality. He was fun to be around. He spoke his mind. But this work will live on forever. You're probably familiar with the probably his most famous work was the toe on the egg. But he was in the graphic design and art business in Louisville for decades and will be sorely missed by a lot of folks. I saw a lot of tributes to Julius on Facebook this week, and it's sad that he passed. But at least we got a lot of his work left behind that we're going to share. I wonder what's going to happen with all that stuff. I'm sure I'd sure like to see it on public display somewhere. He had some 230, I think, pieces that were a part of that exhibit, and he was really excited about that exhibit at the Fraser when I talked to him last June. So that was fun. All right. So the only real there's a couple of news stories that, you know, I want to share with you. And really, this one explains itself. I know I keep coming back to our good friend Crazy Dan Johnson is in a heap of trouble down there at the Metro Council, and so much so that, as you know, he has to call ahead if he wants to come to the office so all the women can go hide, apparently. That was a story that came out last week. But Dan brings a lot of it on himself. I'll tell you that. He has, like Donald Trump, he has no one filtering what he puts out on social media. And so I'm going to read to you just briefly. I don't know what you were doing Saturday night at 8 o'clock, but here's what Dan Johnson was doing. He was writing this on Facebook. Since Jessica Green has made other council members vote to condemn me, I believe I will fight tooth and nail to explain I did nothing wrong. I will start here. I was standing by myself. I'm Wyandotte Park when Green and Councilmember Butler squished me and my left hand against my body. I was trying to put my hands on their backs for the photo in June. I moved my left hand to the left and it fell on her butt, which stuck out. I could not see it. I felt where I was and removed my hand. A witness I do not know agrees. There was never sexual harassment. I immediately apologized and said that was not supposed to be that way. I will fight to the end on this. That's what Dan wrote. And there's a million comments about this, and all of them from the Dan School of Grammar, which is a chock full of mistakes. And I'm hesitant to make fun of somebody because they don't know how to write. But, gosh, you're an elected official. I think you should either learn how to write or get somebody on your staff to approve what you put up on social media. That's my opinion. Dan's saga is continuing, and you know, I guess we're going to see what happens. He did hint in one media source that I saw this week that he may be backing off his pledge to not run again for his seat on the Metro Council, which I think comes up on. I think he would run next spring. So anyway. It's a constant source of amusement for those of us. I'm sure it's embarrassing for members of the Metro Council. They're really working hard on trying to come up with a sexual harassment plan or law or or code for members of the Metro Council. You never thought you'd need that with a group of 26 elected officials, but apparently that is now the case. That's what's going on down there at the Metro Council. The other, now, I'll tell you, the other big story in the news this week has to do with abortion. And as I speak on Wednesday afternoon, there is a protest going on downtown. There's a pro-life group called Operation Save America that are rallying here because they want to prevent the Metro Council from installing a buffer zone around the only abortion, the only place in Kentucky you can get an abortion, if you want one, is the EMW clinic down there downtown. Now, I drive by there all the time. I see the volunteers who walk around with their orange vest on, and I see these people who, you know, I certainly respect their right to voice their opinion, but to harass people at a time that, you know, is not the high point of their life when they're going to get an abortion. I just think it's wrong. This group, this out-of-town group, has come in town just to protest the idea that there would be a buffer zone, a protection, an area of protection for these people, for women who are going in to get an abortion. You know, Governor Bevin, this year has piled on a couple of new laws that make getting an abortion even more difficult. I was reading a thing on the Courier Journal, and it said that in 1970 there were 17 places in Kentucky you could go to get an abortion, and now and by 2014 there were 3, and now there is 1. And it seems that Governor Bevin and these folks who are against abortion are determined to shut this one clinic down. I go back to my opinion on it. If you don't like abortion, don't have one. And the idea that you would go and harass people for getting a legal procedure done is something I just simply don't agree with. So that's my take on that. You're going to see a lot about abortion in the news in the next day or so. So that's what's going on there, and that's what's going on in the news. But on to a brighter topic. I love Linda Rufinack. She is the chief whiskey chick, the bourbon badass of them all, and has basically developed a business out of nothing in terms of what she's been able to do. She's formed this group, has 1,200 members, believe it or not. And I did not know this until today. She has come up with, she was approached about doing a book. And she is, her book called, I think it's called Bourbon Badass, comes out in next spring. And it should be really good. It'll be chock full of things that are very interesting around here. And I'm sure we'll sell a lot of copies. And she's also working with Moonshine University to make sure that to give women and men an opportunity to learn more and earn some status as a credentialed whiskey expert or bourbon expert, as you will. And so she's been very busy, and their big event is coming up in August. In between now and that event on August 19th, I'm going to have a few other guests from the bourbon industry in here to talk about what's going on there. She told me the number of distilleries that participate in this event has gone from like 3 to 7 to 15, and I think there's going to be 20-something this year. Listen closely to the interview. It's really good, and if you're interested in the whole bourbon thing, I would suggest you check out the Whiskey Chicks. You don't have to be a chick to join, and you don't have to be one to be a badass either. There's all kinds of things you can do with bourbon. And Linda's office is right down there across from Whiskey Row. There's so much progress being made over there. I think there's going to be businesses moving in within the next 6 months or so. And that's going to be a very exciting part of town, just like all the other parts of town that are growing and exploding and all that. So anyway, I'm going to move on and let you hear from my interview with Linda Rufinack, and I'll be back to close the show right after that.
Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. It comes out on Louisville.am.
All right, Linda Rufinack, welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show.
Well, thank you very much for having me today.
You can tell me I understand how to be a bourbon badass. That's what I want.
You want to know how to be a bourbon badass?
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
I'm already a badass, I think.
Well, you are a badass, but you know, you too can become a bourbon badass. And if you hang out till the spring of next year, I actually have a book coming out that will explain to you how to be a bourbon badass.
A book? Well, that's it's very interesting. I can already see the book on the shelf with the words bourbon badass and thinking, well, I got to buy that, right?
Well, so I hope so.
That's it. So what's in it?
So it's really about telling my story and my journey of rediscovering bourbon, and also about how I've learned to appreciate the people in this industry and telling their stories, as well as trying to break it down to a very approachable way, just like we've done with the Whiskey Chicks, of how do you learn about bourbon and how do you learn about whiskey. It's got stories, it's got recipes, it's got very simple cocktail ideas, it's got entertaining ideas, and actually what I'm excited about is there's several different things about some of the bourbon badasses that I've met over the last few years.
Okay.
As I've been on my journey with bourbon.
I'm not in the book, though. Right.
You know, there was only so much room I could put in there, and you know, maybe the next edition.
Yeah, Bourbon Badass Part 2, I'll get in. But interesting, for our listeners who don't know, Linda's been on the show before, and the founder of a great organization called Whiskey Chicks.
Yes.
And tell me about Whiskey Chicks. How are they doing?
So the Whiskey Chicks have been growing. We've actually been having an exciting couple of years. We started in 2014. We're now in our third year. We've grown to over 1,200 members, and that's mostly just in the Louisville area. And we've expanded and have tried to, we've actually this year have done events in Nashville and in Lexington, and I'm working on events in a couple other areas as well. We actually just introduced a new paid membership model to our value proposition, which includes discounts off of events, includes discounts off of some of the different distilleries and some of our sponsors around town. So we have places like Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, the Heaven Hill Bourbon, God, why am I drawing blank? The Center in...
Yeah, their Center down there in Bardstown.
Sorry, Heaven Hill. And we've got the Center in Bardstown. We've got Kentucky Peerless. We've got discounts coming from...
So if you buy this membership, you get discounts to all these things.
Yeah, you get a discount. You actually get a really cool copper Whiskey Chicks
she's
card.
Wow, showing me one of those. I like that. I'll get a picture of that.
A copper Whiskey Chicks membership card, and that gets you discounts to all different places. And not just bourbon distilleries, but places like Bird Off Interiors, where we're able to offer a discount there. Art Eatables, where you can go in and get a free chocolate. Then the other part that I'm incredibly excited about is we've created a partnership with Moonshine University, which is recognized as one of the educational leaders in the bourbon industry. One, the membership cards get you 10% off every one of their courses, but we also, in our high-end membership, are able to offer a certified bourbon steward training, part of their Stave and Thief Society.
This is how you get to be a bourbon badass, right?
This is how you get to be a bourbon badass, at least if you want to be a bourbon badass within the Whiskey Chicks. It is one of the steps to getting there. And it's training that was actually created several years ago by Moonshine University, in collaboration with a lot of the hospitality industry, leaders trying to teach the people that are actually engaging with the tourists in Louisville and making sure that there's a certification that says, you know what, you really do know what you're talking about when it comes to bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
And up until this point, it has been, you either went through the Executive Bourbon Steward as a consumer, which is a fantastic program, but it's an all-day training and it is an investment, or you were able to access this training as being part of the hospitality industry. So, for instance, if your bar or restaurant was a Stave and Thief Executive Bourbon Steward, you as a server or bartender would be able to access this training. And what we're able to do is actually provide that out to our members, that same training that the people in the hospitality industry are able to access.
Okay. But I guess it's kind of a bummer for me, though, because it's Whiskey Chicks. I'm sure I can't become a bourbon badass through the Whiskey Chicks.
Oh, sure you can, because we don't discriminate. I've always told you, whiskey dudes are always welcome at all of our events.
Okay.
And we actually have members. We have male members that are part of the Whiskey Chicks. So we've got a couple different guys, including the head distiller down at Kentucky Peerless and their head of marketing. We've got Caleb Kilborn and Cordell Lawrence are both members of the Whiskey Chick. Cordell gets the honor of being the first whiskey dude as the official member. But we love those guys, and they've been great supporters of what we do.
So out of 1,200 members, how many are dudes?
About 20% of our attendees are men that come to our events.
I think this is like one of the best kept secrets in town for dudes, right?
I think
you get to go to an event and there's all these women around.
Well, I think it's more than just the women. Obviously, the women are a plus, but we try to make sure that all of our events are very approachable, very down to earth, and an easy way to learn about bourbon, about whiskey. And that's something that men as well as women are looking for out there.
Sure.
And we try to keep it interesting and try to keep it fun.
Wow. Well, let's change the subject a bit. We're down here, right here today, talking at Impella's Aires downtown. Your office is upstairs and and across the street. What's going on over there?
Well, it's kind of a fun time to be right down here on Whiskey Row. We've got, there's all kinds of activity taking place down here. The buildings have recovered from the fire, and they have basically kind of the phoenix coming out of the flames, and they're absolutely stunning. There's going to be new businesses going in there. There's condos, I believe. As I understand it, Duluth Trading Company will be opening a storefront right on Main Street. You have all
How
the
long is this? I mean, pardon me, but it seems like forever.
It's actually was it's probably about 2 years ago, because I believe it was July of 2015 when the fire actually took place. And so it's taken 2 years to get everything redone and cleaned up, but they've done an amazing job, and it's been interesting sitting from our window in our view and watching all the activity and seeing what's taken place, and everything from the bricklayers trying to get everything just right to watching the scaffolding, and really the fun's been watching Old Forester and some of the activity with these big machines and things taking place.
Sure.
And watching that place evolve into to going to be a really cool hot spot in the next year or so.
Well, it seems like, and of course we're downtown, so I just, as the head of the Whiskey Chicks, you know, this whole bourbon boom has to be like just the whole thing. I mean, everything is coming here. There's all these distilleries up and down, you know, from Rabbit Hole to Peerless to all those. It's amazing that so many people are interested and want to come to Louisville to learn about bourbon, right?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I mean, and it's interesting to watch the different people that are coming to Louisville. And the thing that I've always been amazed with is the wide variety of individuals, you know, both from a demographic standpoint and an age group and everything. And you're right, the activity up and down Main Street from Nulu, you know, Market in Maine, all the way down to what's taking place on the other end at Kentucky Peerless. It's just amazing to watch all the different people. And, you know, an example of that is the fact that we actually have our first member from Australia that joined the Whiskey Chicks, and who's going to be coming in September. And she's coming in, her and her, I believe her husband, are coming in for 2 weeks to experience the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. But as part of that, they're going to try to hit a Whiskey Chicks event. We're going to try to get her through the training for the Stave and Thief Bourbon Society, the Stave and Thief Certified Bourbon Steward, all of that. And it's kind of cool that we've got people and that this bourbon is bringing people from all over the world that are very interested in this thing called bourbon and what's happening in Kentucky.
And it's all here in Louisville. I mean, how are they going to fill... I mean, I guess they're going to fill up all these new hotels that are being built.
Oh, it's amazing just to watch all these new hotels and the new experiences that are popping up everywhere, and seeing what kind of activities taking place. And, I mean, you can't walk down the street. Actually, it's kind of interesting trying to get from where we are on Main Street to someplace down on 4th Street, because there's so many sidewalks and streets that are closed that you kind of got to take a detour, even if you're walking, to try to get there. But it's an exciting time. I mean, being from Louisville, born and raised, it's fun to watch everything evolve and grow down here and start to become a major player in this industry.
Yeah. Well, I imagine, and you and I have talked, you know, you got into this because I guess you wanted to learn about bourbon and everything. Now I guess you're an expert. Let me ask you this question.
I don't call myself an expert. I'm an expert on my journey, and I want you to be an expert on yours.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this strange question. So Whiskey Chick walks into a bar. What do you order?
Gosh, you order bourbon, or you order whatever you want. You know, if you're asking what I would order, it differs. It varies. You know, a lot of times my go-to is either a Manhattan, and usually it's a Manhattan made with rye, or a high rye bourbon, or I'm ordering something straight. I'm ordering something on the rocks, and many times that's going to be, once again, it's probably going to be a high rye, or it may even be a rye.
Okay.
But thing that we've taught the Whiskey Chicks is it's all about that knowledge and having the understanding so that you can confidently walk into a bar and know what it is that you like. And you know what? If you like it with Coke or you like it with Sprite, you like it with ginger ale, or you like it straight, that's completely up to you. We're not here to judge, and the big thing is drink it the way you like it, but learn why you like
it.
But drink it, and also learn why you like it that way,
yeah.
And see and experience it different ways, because you might discover you like it a different way. My favorite is actually getting people to take a straight shot of bourbon and just take one drop of water, just one simple drop of water, taste it without the water, taste it with the water, and see the change and the impact that it has. It will open up the bourbon just like you aerate a wine. It'll actually open it up, and many times it'll take that back burn away that most people mm-hmm. don't like when they're drinking bourbon, and actually give you the chance to experience the bourbon and all the flavors in a way that you never thought was possible, especially if all you've done is drink it straight.
Wow. Yeah, you know, exactly. I have that experience. I would love to go through this class and, like, learn something about what I'm drinking, because I know what it is, but I can't tell you the difference between, you know, a rye and a different bourbon. But we have a limited amount of time here left, Linda, and the whole purpose of being here is to talk about a big event you got coming up.
Yes, absolutely. So we're incredibly excited. We're in our fourth year of the Bourbon Mixer, which we do in partnership with another group called the Bourbon Brotherhood, who has a very similar mission as to ours, which is all about teaching and making bourbon and whiskey approachable for men. And they allow whiskey chicks into their events as well. But that is actually...
I mean, I like Bruce Corwin, who runs that and everything, but, you know, I don't know. It sounds like it'd be more fun for me to be in the whiskey chicks.
Well, I think you can be in both. You know, there's great events and great things happening on both fronts. So, and it's good to be part of multiple organizations, because there's multiple organizations that bring different things to the table.
Okay.
But this year
let's focus on this event. What's new and different?
So what's new and different, and each year we try to make it a little bit more exciting, a little bit more fun, and we try to not make it feel like a fundraiser. So a couple things that are going on. One, it's August 19th. That's a Saturday. It is going to be at the Henry Clay, which is our first time doing it, the Henry Clay.
New location.
And
very good.
So we're excited about that. We actually have expanded the number of distilleries that are participating. So our first year we had one distillery. Our second year we ended up with about 8 or 9 distilleries. Last year we had 15 distilleries. This year we expect to have 20 plus distilleries.
Man.
They're
going
to be there. And so we've got everything from some of the new kids on the block like Rabbit Hole and Copper and Kings. We actually have a group coming in from Colorado from Breckenridge Distilling that's going to be with us. We have Wilderness Trail in Danville, Kentucky that's going to be showcasing their items. But we also have the folks that we've come to love and rely on as some of our favorites, which include Old Forester, Woodford, Cooper's Craft, Four Roses, Beam, Maker's Mark,
wow.
Heaven Hill.
And I went last year, and, you know, it was just a ball. And I think for people who want to really sample and experience different bourbons in small doses, this is a great event.
Well, and the one thing we try to do, it goes back to when I first started the Whiskey Chicks. I learned early on we needed to have something for the novice, the enthusiast, and the connoisseur. And we've tried to do that with the Bourbon Mixer as well. So a lot of these distilleries will be bringing cocktails and special cocktails made just for that evening, so that for that non-bourbon drinker, you have something you can sample. We then also have samplings of a wide variety of different bourbons and other things, because we've got companies like Copper and Kings that'll be coming sampling their brandy and other things.
Okay.
And we will have beer and wine available for those that are not the bourbon drinker, because we know that some people have not made it that far in their journey, and they're more comfortable in bourbon and wine. And once again, we don't discriminate. We want you to come and be part of the night.
All right. Well, I'm sure everyone listening to this is sold. Tell us real quick before we go how to get tickets.
It's really easy.
How much they are.
We've got a website out there called bourbonmixer.com. All the information is out there about the distilleries, the sponsors, and the prices. Tickets are $125, but that includes all of your cocktails, food, which will actually have different food stations throughout featuring some different southern things. Like we're going to have a biscuit bar, and we've got a barbecue bar, and we've got a place where we're going to have different dips and things like that. So we try to create a little bit different. And I also get you access to all of the fantastic silent auction items that we have, which is one of the things we've been known for, is we mix it up every year and have one-of-a-kind experiences that you can't find anywhere else that we're able to offer, even for those that are bourbon fans and those that aren't. So hopefully we'll get people out. And the best thing is everything that we raise goes to Best Buddies Kentucky, and we take a lot of pride in the fact that we cover most of our expenses all through the ticket sales, and even are able to give a portion of those ticket sales back to the nonprofit. And everything we do through sponsorships and through the silent auction, 100% goes back to Best Buddies, which that's not always the case for fundraisers out there.
Well, I can't wait. It sounds like a great event. We've got to wrap it up, but gosh, it's gonna be fun. I'm so excited about the whiskey chicks and the bourbon mixer. Thanks for being on, Linda.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
And I meant to thank you, Linda, for buying those wings and a shot of bourbon down there at Impellizzeri's on Wednesday afternoon, and for talking with me. It was a great conversation. Really enjoyed talking with Linda, a rare repeat guest on the show, but certainly the doing of the show is a big pleasure for me. I get to meet people that I think about, that I wonder about, like Robbie Bartlett. I've seen her name a million times, and certainly talk with old friends. I want to send out a challenge to you folks out there right now for the Rusty Satellite Show. Maybe you know somebody that needs to be that could tell their story well and be an entertaining guest on the Rusty Satellite Show. I'm always looking for new guests, and you know, I've had over 400 of them now, of the most interesting people in the Ville. So please, if you have a suggestion, or if you yourself think you'd be a good guest, I'm certainly open to it. I don't plan these shows very far out in advance, because I want them to be timely and spontaneous, and that's what we do here. And so if you would like to suggest something, I'm on Facebook under Rick Redding, or Twitter at Ricky Redding, or on email at rick@louisvilleky.com. LouisvilleKY.com is the website that I operate, the pulse of the city. It's all kinds of great news on there about what's going on in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm really looking for gearing up for the fall. Got a lot of new energy in the show, and as we go through the summer, I'd love to hear your ideas about who would be great to be guests on the show. We ought to review those every once in a while, and there's just been some great names that have been on here. Again, this week we were saddened to hear about Julius Friedman. I don't know that any other former guests have passed away. I'm not really sure about that, but anyway, it is a pleasure to do this show, and it all happens because of my good friends at the Eye Care Institute and on Story Avenue, 502-589-1500. Give them a call and get an appointment. Get those eyes checked. Make sure you can see okay. You know, you don't want to be squinting all the time, you know, they have a program, people like me with that use readers all the time, and there's just so much. You might not know how much you can improve your life by changing by a visit to the vision specialist at the Eye Care Institute. Also, Passport Health Plan. My good friends over there are always helpful, and I am very involved in what they're doing, not only in their move to the West End, but their general message to the community about doing good things. And the social determinants of health is an area of focus that is at the top of the list for Passport Health Plan. So keep those two sponsors in mind, and keep the Rusty Satellite Show in mind. Tell your friends about it. It's the best podcast in Louisville about Louisville, and it features only people that have a great connection and prominence right here in Louisville, Kentucky, my hometown. So this is Rick Redding signing off for another episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. Thanks to everybody who helps me put this together, and check out the site, RustySatelliteShow.com and LouisvilleKY.com for more. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.
Time I